الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، حاميم، والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين، فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم، أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى السيستم إيز إن لله في الدهر نفحات. That in time, dahar, time, there are certain times which are very special and very, very precious, very valuable. Amongst that is the night of Laylatul Bara, which will be on what we call Thursday night, the night of Jumu'ah. Today is Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and the next night. This night is also very special and has got great barakat in it, as explained in this ayat al-Karima. Though the Mufassirin have different views, but the one view also that this refers to the night of Shab-e-Bara, the 15th night of Sha'ban, in which Allah Ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. We reveal the Quran Sharif in Layla Mubarakah, blessed night. That also shows that this is a special time. Also Allah says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have to send the Quran Sharif down in Laylatul Qadr. There's all details of that with the Mufassirin. But anyway, with regard to the explanation that this refers to the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. All matters of wisdom and all matters of importance and greatness are all separated and set aside, and they are established and they are given out, all those orders. أَمْرٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا. All the matters from Allah Ta'ala. The Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, has also written about this in quite detail. And studying all the hadith and that, it appears what the Mufassirin, etc. have written, that, for example, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that the Sahaba say, the most we saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fasting, besides the month of Ramadan, which the whole month we fast, was the month of Sha'ban. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam fasted almost the whole, sometimes the whole of Sha'ban, or the better part of Sha'ban. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Sha'ban is the month between Rajab and Ramadan, and people are unmindful of this month. The great importance, the great value, what happens in this month, people are unmindful. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained that the deeds of Bani Adam, which are human beings, are presented to Allah Ta'ala in this month. So it appears that it is happens in the whole month and till Laylatul Qadr. From the whole of, therefore Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam fasted the whole month of Ramadan, of Sha'ban, most of it. And he said that, I wish when my actions are presented to Allah Ta'ala, I must be in a fasting state. And after the actions are presented to Allah, then decisions are made for the coming year. So every person will want good decisions to come. Good everything, finances, our health, our ibadah, everything will person will want good. So you should be in a state of fasting, so Allah looks with mercy. My banda is fasting. And that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam fasted for the whole month, for the better month of Sha'ban, it shows that this procedure takes place this whole month. It appears that the whole month and the main part is the 15th of Sha'ban. And then it ends on Laylatul Qadr. So this is a very valuable period which Allah Ta'ala is giving us, and it is here in front of us. We should try and appreciate it. So for this night, we should spend it in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. The night will start from Thursday, Maghrib time, and right through the whole night till Friday, Fajr. That will be the night. And it comes in the riwayat also of Ibn Majah Sharif, Somu Naharaha. Or in other riwayat, Yomaha. Fast also during the day. Make ibadat during the night, and during the day, fast also. So we should try and fast also. And normally also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is stressed. And medically also, fasting, the 3 days which are called Ayyami Bid, the bright nights, when the moon is full moon, and that has got an effect on a person, and to be fasting during those days is very healthy and very good for a person. And that it is sunnah, it shows how great and how valuable it is. So if we can fast the 3 days, that is Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, even more better. So we fast all 3 days. Otherwise, try and fast at least on Friday, Jumu'ah, which will be the 15th of Shaban. So, that is one. The other ibadah that we should try and do, which is easy, and nobody should miss out on it, make our Isha with Jamaat and Fajr with Jamaat. In fact, throughout the year we should try. And at least when these special nights come, try with Tabir-e-Ula. Try and be early. And try and make all the namazes, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, Zohar, which will be Jumat in this year, and Asar, all that namaz, 5 namazes, make them properly with Jamaat, with Takbir-e-Ula. So that is an ibadat which everyone can do. And by that, we will get the sawab of the ibadat of the whole night. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who makes Isha with Jamaat gets the sawab of half night's ibadat. And Fajr wa Jamaat, the whole night ibadat. So, and also, we see from Allah Ta'ala's side also, and from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's side also, make things very easy for us. Like we have to read Surah Kahf on Friday. Actually, it is the whole surah. But in the riwayat, it comes, a person who will read the first 10 ayats, and or the last 10 ayats. So that has made it so easy. In one riwayat, 3 ayats also come. So in many things we see that things are made very easy for us and we should not then lose out. We should try and take full advantage. We have like a candle that is now on its last burning, the flame is about to go out. We know that is a weak flame. Today, the Islam which we are practicing is like that weak flame. And we feel this is the whole of Islam. The whole of Islam is when the flame is strong properly. And that was like the beginning, the first stage of Islam, which was Dawat of Islam coupled with Jihad. The Sahaba knew no rest. They were in Jihad. And this period lasted for about 100 years with the Sahaba. And they spread Islam in the world. If we see, Allah reward those ulama who drew those maps, and the roots of the Sahaba, how they went right till Morocco on this side, right till China that side, right into Russia on the top there, where and where. And those days, no aeroplanes, no trains, no bicycles, walking on camel, on horse. And they where and where they went and they spread Islam in the world. It's really mind-boggling. It's a miracle on its own how they spread Islam. So that was the golden era of Islam. Then the next period, about 150 of the Tabi'in and Tabi Tabi'in, that was also the glorious era of Islam. Then that is not in front of us. We don't think of it. We think Islam today in this era of ours, when how lot of fitna and how weak we are, this flame of Islam which is like very weak, we think this is proper Islam. And we feel if I practice on that, I'm overdoing it. And I'm being too, overdoing it too much. Whereas actually, it was that. And then after that also, the golden era of Islam, the time of the knowledge which spread in Islam. And then the time that came of Tazkiyah and Nafs and the Sufia and Ibadat at that time. And what great Ibadat those people did. And unfortunately, after that, decline came, and today we are at this stage. We shouldn't look at the Islam which we see around us. Look in the kitabs and see what was that Islam, and we should try and bring that Islam, the proper flame, as much as possible. And this is the flame which is almost dying out, and we think that is the perfect Islam. And that if we do a little bit, just so much we do, we think we are doing too much. It is not like that. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make our ibadat how much we can. So if we make our namazes properly with jama'at, and also try and make our namazes properly with jama'at, takbir-e-ula, at least some concentration and devotion in our namaz. Our namazes, our postures are not right, we should try and correct them. And then by that, the inside of our namaz, the concentration and devotion. One is the namaz which we are making, whole namaz we didn't think of Allah Ta'ala. And what a contradiction. Allah said, Aqimi salat li dhikri. Perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance. We don't perfect our namaz, and in our namaz, no remembrance of Allah. We remember everything else besides Allah. And Allah gave us everything, but we don't think of Allah. There is also such a beautiful point that Allah Ta'ala has asked us all, Alastu bi Rabbikum. Am I not your Rabb? Before our souls, Allah had presented Medane Alas and asked that, am I not your creator, your sustainer? I see to every need of yours, whatever you want. It also comes, Allah did not create the creation to benefit from the creation. Allah created the creation to benefit from Allah. But we don't benefit from Allah. We don't ask Allah. We're benefiting from the dunya. But to benefit from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah said, I do everything for you. So when you have a problem, you are ill, you've got financial problems, you are depressed, you are down, then where are you going to somebody else? Where are you going here? Where are you going there? I'm here. I'm doing everything for you. You must benefit fully from me. I'm here for you, my banda. Whoever you are, I'm here for you. When atheists turn to Allah, Allah was there for them also. So we must turn to Allah. And Allah makes it even more clear. Fafirru ila Allah. Run towards Allah. Where are you going that side? Run towards Allah. I'm here for you. As great philosopher asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if somebody is throwing arrows at you, then he's attacking you. So to save yourself, what should you do? He said, Musa alayhi salam said, just go right next to him. Now he can't throw his arrows, you are right next to him. So halat and conditions are coming from Allah. So to save ourselves, just run to Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Then all these halat and conditions, you will get saved from them. So Allah give us tawfiq. So our namazes, when we try and make our namazes also properly. Then the other ibadah that we should try and do, which is a great ibadah, which also it appears that it's a very, very, very slack in the ummah, tilawat of Quran Sharif. To read Quran Sharif. So on this night, read Quran Sharif also. Whether we read quarter supara, half a supara, how much we can read. Quran Sharif is that medicine, is that cure, is that, are those vitamins, is that strength that we need, nothing else. Quran is a glorious kitab of Allah, a wonderful kitab, filled with miracles of Allah Ta'ala, filled with great spiritual benefit. Kajatkum, maw'idhatum min rabbikum. It is a maw'idah, a waz, a bayan, a great waz. Maw'idhatum min rabbikum, wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. And it is a cure for all the diseases of the heart, which are the spiritual diseases particularly, and consequently from there, all other physical diseases also, all mental diseases also. The Quran is a cure for that. Fi shifa'un linnas wa hudan. And it is a kitab of hidayat. Everyone wants the straight path. Allah gave dhalikal kitab. La rayba fi. Hudan lil muttaqeen. Filled with hidayat. And everyone wants the straight path, wants to know what I should do. And let's say, that is the kitab, you have got it. Wa hudan wa rahmatan للمؤمنين, and it is a mercy for the believers. Kitab, where you draw all the mercies of Allah Ta'ala. And really, we cannot imagine what mercies we can draw from Allah Ta'ala. So this is the night, read Quran Sharif also. And also, we know by nature, if we just do one thing all the time, we seem to get bored and tired. So make namaz, read Quran Sharif. And then after that, another great ibadat Allah gave us, dua. And dua, everyone can measure his iman. How much of a iman have I got? How much of yaqeen I've got? Yaqeen is, to understand that, there was one khatib, a maulana, who made Jummah bayans, and fantastic bayan, very good bayan. People should come from far and wide to listen to his bayan. And people were benefiting also tremendously from his bayans. And his masjid should get full. So from quite far a place, a little village, a young man also came to hear this Maulana's bayans are very good. So he also started attending. It was so far, and in those days, without the transport that we have today, he should have to leave when it was still dark, before sunrise. He should have to leave to come here. On the way, he had to cross a river also. And then he had to wait for the boatman to come. And then he crosses, with the boat, he comes across. So he came regularly for long, all Maulana's bayans. One day, Maulana in his bayan said that the kalima, la ilaha illallah, what power and strength it has got, that even if you want to cross a river, you just read your kalima and you cross. And the road opens up for you. So he was full martyr of Maulana. So he said, nah, I got my ticket, I got my, to cross the river, now I don't have to wait for the boatman anymore. And he went and he read, la ilaha illallah, and he crossed freely, easily, deep river he crossed. And now as he comes, goes, no more problem, no more ship boat also. So he thought one day, I must invite Maulana to my house for meals. He's such a great man and I'm benefiting so much from him. So I invited Maulana. Maulana accepted. When they came now to the river and then now to cross, he said, we just read Kalima and cross. So he read Kalima and he crossed. But Maulana didn't. Maulana said, the river is too deep. So that is what is yaqeen. That person had the yaqeen. Maulana made the bayan, but he did not have that yaqeen. So that yaqeen we have to work for. In all our matters, to get that full yaqeen we have to work for. Anyway, so tilawat of Quran Sharif, dua, and how much we have trust in Allah. And we know I can't do, Allah will do. Nobody, my parents can't do, my family can't do, medicine can't do, army can't do, government can't do, only Allah does. That is la ilaha illallah. With that conviction we make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Then another great ibadat Allah has given us, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. That is a very great ibadat also. Dhikr comprises of a few things. One is tawbah and istighfar. That a person reads astaghfirullah, or nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilayh. All the so many formulas of istighfar. In the Quran Sharif alone, there are between 10 and 15 formulas of istighfar. In the hadith, there are so many, whichever one. For example, one beautiful formula is, وَقُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. In here, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that the most beloved and the most loving Allah Ta'ala gave a wazifa, gave a gift to the most loving and the most beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Directly, this was given directly a gift to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and in turn to the ummah again. And what was this? It say, Rabbi khfir warham wa anta arhamura khairur rahimin. And you are the most best of forgiver of those who show mercy. And in Rabbi khfir, Rabb, that Allah, my nourisher, my sustainer, everything of mine who is my Rabb. And ikhfir, and that the Lama Alusi makes the tafsir of that, bi satril qabih wa idhari al jameel. cover all my faults, all my bad things, and my good things, make it known. Eh? Allahu Akbar. How Allah has taught her. And then, warham, rahmat, Sanvi rahmatullah has explained that, tawfiq ta'ad, give me tawfiq to be obedient to you. And when I'm obedient to you, Allah is happy now, farazi ya ma'isha. Allah gives you abundance in your rosy, in your housing, in your clothing, in your food, everything Allah gives you abundance. So dunya's both work is done. You got your deen also, tawfiq ta'ad. And you got your dunya also, farazi ya ma'isha. And akhirat, bila hisab maghfirat. No hisab kitab. And dukhul jannah. So what a dua. Our shaykh say we should try and read this dua all the time, getting up, sitting down. Just Rabbi khfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimi. Rabbi khfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimi. So this dua also that night, ask for forgiveness. And then the zikr of Allah, which is durood, tawbah, istighfar also. Then durood sharif also. Third kalima also. And that we have all other du'as, etc. We should try. And in this way, if we, at whatever period, try and spend half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, how much we can. And also, don't bluff ourselves that I'm going to get up to Hajj time, so I'm going to sleep early. No, make some ibadat at night, and then get up again to Hajj. Right? And that time, make again more ibadat. But don't just say that, and then you don't get up. So the whole night you have lost out. Make little bit at night, sleep, Allah give tawfiq, get up again and make ibadat that time again. And then make sure that you don't miss our fajr with jamaat. Make our fajr also properly with jamaat. So in this way we can get the great benefits of this night. However, on this night also, it has come in the hadith, there are 8 categories of people who don't get the benefits of this night. Allah save us all. The first is those who make shirk, who associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. And one is the open people, the people who believe in Trinity, the Christians, the Hindus who believe in all their gods, many other people. And other shirk also is, we must be careful, though we think we are muwahid, but we are, if our full conviction is, my shop gives me my rosy, my job gives me my rosy, though we are reading La ilaha illallah, but our inside yaqeen, we have to see to that also. So we must have that full conviction. And it is easy to understand, asbab also Allah has made them. And Allah put the effect in asbab, also Allah put it, that the shop will give you rosy. But Allah can, Allah uses His qudrat in the asbab in 3 ways. One is, how, what we expect, like rosy from the shop, from your job, Allah gives that. The other is, Allah Ta'ala gives you your rosy without shop and job. There are no asbab. And there are many people who haven't, all the people who are jobless, but they are living. They are getting their rosy, they are not dying. They are all living, they all got place to sleep, everything. So, and sometimes Allah uses His qudrat against the asbab. That is, the shop has given you your rosy, you are gone insolvent. Your shop, you saw so much money, now you are owing people. The same shop caused you owing. Your job, you made some mistake in the job, and now they lay a charge against you. Where you are getting your wages from, now you have to pay them so much. So asbab are there, and it's sunnah to use the asbab. But to put your yaqeen, your trust in asbab, that is shirk. That is haram totally. Your trust must be only in Allah. So we can use all the asbab, no problem. Medicine, food, shop, job, everything. But don't put your yaqeen in there. Your yaqeen must be in Allah Ta'ala. So our shirk. Then there is shirk-e-khafi, shirk-e-azghar, to do things for name and fame. That also is wishma, we should be careful. Those who have got shirk in them, they are deprived of all the barakat and the forgiveness of Allah of this night. And secondly is, those who harbor malice and hatred in their hearts for other people. That is, for dunya matters, for your personal things, you have hatred for people. You got malice in your heart. And that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala, my little son, if you can, practice on this sunnah of mine. Indeed, the ulama explained that it appears that this is the only sunnah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had laid so much stress on. My special, very special sunnah. And that was every morning, idha asbahta, wa idha amsayta, then let your heart be free from any hatred, malice, jealousy, bad feelings for any person. And a person who can live like that, and then Nabi alayhi salam, this is my sunnah. And if you can, practice on this sunnah of mine. Usually we ask whether it is sweet to eat, sunnah to eat something sweet before meals or after meals. That sunnah we are worried. But this is the main sunnah of Nabi salam. And those who have this disease, hatred, jealousy in their hearts for dunya matters, they also don't get the benefits of this night. Allah protect us, so we should check ourselves and cleanse our hearts and clean our hearts for the sake of deen. If a person doesn't like somebody, then it comes in the hadith, man abghadha lillah wa man ahabba lillah, that person has completed his iman. So for deen's sake, jihad also is declared. And you go and you fight in jihad also for deen's sake. And then the other is, those people also, we all check ourselves, every me, myself also. On this point, check myself. Breaking of family ties. How many of us are guilty for it? Also, if it is for dunya's matters, somebody didn't invite us to their function, a wedding, whatever it is, anything about dunya's matters, then we break ties with those people. For anything like that, that they are deprived of the barakat and the virtues of this night. So we should see that we don't break ties with anyone for dunya's matters and for deen's matters. And as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, we should be very careful. Sometimes we just make deen's matter the excuse. Because this person doesn't make namaz, I don't want to have contact with him. Because he got all bad ideas, modern ideas, but actually it's something else. You've got another grudge with him, but you may just to justify yourself. So we must be very careful in that also. If it's genuinely for deen's sake, then you don't have ties with somebody, that is permissible. Then very important also we should see, of which we are very negligent, trousers below the ankles. And that is not because of pride, it is proof that you have pride in you. That is why your trousers, you don't care, and they are below your ankle. So it seems a small thing, but this whole night's barakat we are deprived of. So Allah give us tawfiq to we always make sure that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he should practice also and tell us, whenever I'm sitting down and I get up, first I see my trousers. Because it just slipped down. And is it right or not? And Hazrat had this beautiful habit, when he saw somebody else, especially some alim, a big alim, his trousers, then Hazrat should tell all, let us all check our trousers, whether they are above the ankles or not. So in that way, beautifully, he should give the message also, and he shouldn't offend any person also. Then the fifth thing is disobedience of parents. Allah save us from that also, which is also a common thing. And some people are very, very rude to their parents, which is parents must be respected fully. And if we can't, then at least don't abuse them. Don't hurt their feelings. For parents, we should go out of our way to try and please them. Then the sixth thing, which also today, unfortunately, what a life we are living in, adultery. People who are involved in adultery. And adultery, one is the actual action of committing adultery, fornication. And adultery of the eyes, adultery of the heart, today on the phone, all what and even if you don't go and see anything wrong, but it comes up. Photos are haram. And other people's photos come, men's photos, women's photos come. And sometimes how does women are dressed also. So you have to be very careful and you have to watch your heart and your eyes all the time. If your eyes fall by mistake, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Allah reward him, explained that where in the hadith it comes, the first look is forgiven. This is that place where you did not expect to see a woman. Where you expect to see a woman, you must be on your guard before that. If you are like going walking on the road, etc., you are going offices, airport, then you must be on your guard before time. Like we are sitting here, you don't expect to see a woman. If a woman walks in now in your first gate, that is maaf. You didn't expect and you saw. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, what Allah gave him, what a darja. Once we were traveling by plane, and Hazrat took the in-flight magazine, and he opened the pages and there was a naked woman. He closed it and he called all of us. And he said, I'm making you people witness. From today, I will never open this in-flight magazine. Because you didn't expect it. And it just came like that. So he said, I'll never again in my life, I won't look at the in-flight. Like that, to look through the in-flight magazine, not haram, but just the taqwa of where Hazrat was. And then, a person who commits murder, that also, Allah Ta'ala save us from that. And then, a person who drinks wine, intoxicant. Today, intoxicants have become also so common. The persons who are involved in this drugs, etc., in this intoxicants, they also are deprived of the barakat of this night. So we should be very careful. Then together with that, one other point also, I think it's over now, Valentine's Day. It was on the 9th, 14th. Oh. So this is also a great, great, great haram and a great musibat in the ummah. One lady writes, she went for shopping with her mother to a Muslim wholesale. And they found that one whole aisle was dedicated for Valentine's present. And when they were there, they saw one person in sunnah dress. And he had his basket filled with all Valentine's presents. And all this, the basis of it is all haram. Giving your lover, your beloved, even if it is your wife or husband, the whole year you should give presents. There's no fixing of a day to give. But mostly this is all haram relationships. People give this presents in haram relationships. So this, and anyway, it is a total alien thing of Islam. There is nothing like that. And where, inshallah, Allah saves us, it is our duty to try and save other people also. O anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Yourself, your family people, whoever you can, you should inform them also that all these haram things which people are getting involved in, and all Mother's Day, Father's Day, this day, that day. In Islam, every day is Mother's Day. And every day is Father's Day. This is we have to do it all the time. Not only on particular occasions. Once a year only, you show your love and your kindness. That shows also the height of its stupidity. We should do it every day we should do. So Allah has blessed us with this wonderful occasion. And this is the night, bara'at, of salvation, of being set free from the fire of Jahannam, free from our gunas. And Allah gives from the time of Maghrib, Allah comes to the nether sky. Allah is everywhere all the time. It means Allah's special mercies on that night. And then Allah calls out. Just imagine Allah is calling. Anyone wants forgiveness, I will give it to him. Anyone wants rosy, I will give it to him. Allah is asking us, and still we don't pay attention. Allah make it, we can hear this with the ears of yaqeen, that we actually, we know for a fact that Allah is calling out. And like if a little child screams, how many people will go and attend to him? That what does he want? Somebody else, somebody of the state president, he says something and he's emphasizing it. Everyone will jump to the hills. We have to listen. In the army, if the general of the army gives a command, how the whole army comes into action. Allah Rabbul Izzat is calling. And if that yaqeen is in our heart, for us, like unfortunately, the muezzin calls out the adhan and we pay no attention. If we are talking, we are talking. If we are laughing, we are laughing. We pay no attention. And it has come of the adab of Azan when we hear. If you haven't got a topi, put a topi on. The ladies, if the scarf is off their head, put the scarf on. And whatever we are engaged in, try and bring that to now listen to the Azan. Give respect to the Azan. We don't give no respect to Azan generally. Good, good people. Azan carries on and it means nothing to us. Allah Ta'ala, and yeah, if we have that yaqeen and we read, we teach it in the sabaks, everything, but it's not in our lives. That Allah is calling out, who is any, hal min mustaghfirin, hal min mustarzakin, who wants rosy, who wants maghfirah, ask me, I'm giving it. And this carries on the whole night. Just imagine how Allah, what His relationship is with His banda, that He gives us the whole night. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. And also, we are so much, we are gone offline. On one occasion, when one sahabi, Ma'iz ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, committed adultery. And he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he said, I've committed adultery. Nabi alayhi salam turned his face the other side. He went that side and he said, I commit. Nabi alayhi salam turned his face many, few times like this. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, are you in your right frame of mind? You know what you are talking. He said, yes, I know what I'm saying. I am committed adultery. Purify me. I can't stay impure like this. Purify me. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the command, stone him to death. When they threw the first stone, he started running away. They caught him and then they stoned him. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to know, he said, why did you people catch him? He was commanded, he committed the sin, he made tawbah, and we executed the punishment. So it was done now. So why? But anyway, they had, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam attended his janazah. In the janazah, somebody made a negative remark. He committed adultery. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became angry. And he said he has made such tawbah that if his tawbah have to be spread to the people of the world, all will be forgiven. Such sincere tawbah he has made. And then on one occasion, that was now our people. He was a Muslim. On one occasion, the prisoners of war of the Battle of Badr, they were caught, they were in Masjid al-Nabawi, they were fastened. Hazrat Abu Bakr Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pacing up and down the Masjid. Asked Allah's Nabi, what is the matter? Why are you, what makes you restless like this? He said, the hands have been tied too stiff and the blood is not flowing through. So yeah, now, those people, the enemy who came to kill us, who were thirsty for our blood, Nabi alayhi salam is worried their blood must flow through. What a Nabi we got. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a thorn pricks any mu'min, it hurts me. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ مَا عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُ What causes you problem, it hurts Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And what is our attitude with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam? What we are doing with his deen, for which he gave his so much of love and kindness, but today we just throwing his deen away. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So that's the time, make the best of this night and then go wonderful into Ramadan and take the full benefits of Ramadan from the start to the end, right from the beginning. We go fully clean, we go into Ramadan. This is the night Allah has given us to completely purify and cleanse ourselves. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.